Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. Unstoppable. Joining me and my co-host, he is...
the number. I leave it on while the Jedi slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy a product and never use it. I hear the talkies of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
I can't say as I'm doing that great, considering the events of this of previous weeks here leading up to tomorrow's Graveyard Smash pay-per-view. But before we get to all of that, we need to talk about right now an outage for Wrestler Unstoppable. We did not see it coming. Started last night, and I'd like to bring on the COO of Wrestler Unstoppable, Sports Unstoppable, to discuss that, and he is a Will. Will, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having us. I'll keep this short and sweet. I made a post to the Facebook page as well. We are aware of the outage. We are still trying to figure out what is causing the outage. Once we know that, we will post updates as to what to expect and how long it should take to fix. We're hoping that it's something easy once it's found and that we'll get the game up running quickly. But right now, I hate to say this, but you know as much as we do.
All right. Well, that's certainly a downer, and this does happen occasionally, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. We appreciate you coming on and giving us that report, and thank you very much, and let us know, I'm sure you will let us know when, if there's any, whatever progress is made in the next few days.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. All right, folks. So Wrestler Unstoppable, as you all know, is down right now. What does this mean for RAWF? Well, if Wrestler Unstoppable is back up tomorrow by, say, at least 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, then we should still be able to have Graveyard Smash and a radio show. It'll be a little rushed, but we'll get it done one way or another. But if it's not, then we are going to have to postpone Graveyard Smash for either whenever Wrestler Unstoppable does come out, or possibly till next weekend. We're going to discuss that. Nothing's definitive at this point, but Graveyard Smash will still go on eventually. It just may be a few days late, that's all. It may also affect the rest of the RAWF schedule for 2023, but that's something else we also have to discuss behind closed doors and get that all sorted out. But with that being said, we're going to go on as if Graveyard Smash is going to be going on tomorrow. And with that being said, El Vacant, you know, usually this time of year, I'm obviously out of my mind. And this year I'm actually lucid, but I'm still out of my mind. I am upset. I am worried, concerned, because for once I'm in my right faculties and the maestro is in somebody else. And this is a definitive. I saw it for myself when I was in the ring with Chris Cage after Maeve defeated Chris Cage, and it was certainly him. I could tell, I could feel him. The close proximity convinced me, and so now I think we can say for 1,000% sure that Chris Cage is the maestro now, and that does not bode well for RAWF. What are your thoughts?
I mean, first of all, welcome to the pot we've been living in for the last bunch of years. How's the water?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, by the way, how are you feeling after what happened last week?
We'll go with energized.
All right, that's a good one.
And I need a new cell phone. But...
We could take care of that for you, I'm sure.
It sucked. Not that I haven't done it before, but, ugh, God, ow. Yeah, that was fun. I mean, that's the word we'll go with, fun.
And you know, there's a good point to be made. The Maestro could have had something to do with this, with what's going on in Unstoppable right now. It's not out of the realm of possibility. It wouldn't be the first time caused such havoc. So I'm just saying, I'm extremely concerned, but I do plan on being at ringside for that main event at Graveyard Smash when the Immortal Griffith defends against the Unsettled Chris Gage, a.k.a. the Maestro of Madness. But we will talk more about that in just a moment. We need to get some GM reports. First of all, sorry, folks, the outage prevented me from finishing the rankings for this week, so there's no rankings update for you. But we do have...
I can read last week's again if you want. I have it right here.
You do you really? I mean, you could if you really want to, I suppose, just in case somebody missed it or didn't see it before the outage, before some stubble went down. Why not? Go ahead.
Sure, why not? All right, so again, this is from last week, but we're going to repeat it. So this is 9 out of the 14 matches. Obviously, more has happened since then, but we can't update currently. So... in 25th place, we had Papa Shaker. In 24th place, we had the Immortal Griffith. In 23rd place, we had the Mancunian Maniac. In 22nd place, we had Big Papa. He loves it when you call him Big Papa. Yeah, I love that. In 21st place, we have the Paragon of Greatness. That's right, Big Purple himself. In 20th, we had Sassy Applebee's. In 19th, we had these. In 18th, we had Bruce the Shark. Is he like a card shark or like one of the sharks from Shark Tank? Like, I don't know. No, like, he means like the fish? Yeah, cool. All right. In 17th place, we had Conk. In 16th, we had, wow, look at that. It's a cougar in 16th. In 15th place, we had the RAWF chairman himself, the Razor. In 14th place, we have... What I mean, I see you out there, you're 14th, you do that, but I'm telling you again. In 13th place, we have Natalia Nitro. In 12th place, we have Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. In 11th place, we have, oh, look at that clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel's in 11th, which brings us to the top 10 out of 9 out of 14 matches, and those are, in 10th place, we have The Undertaker. God, it's kind of pains me to say that name. The Undertaker. In 9th place, we have the man with the mouth, Money Sue. In 8th place, we had a man no conspiracy ever missed, Gila Neptune. In 7th place, we have Kayla the governess. In 6th place, we have one of my favorites, Hacha Chaz. In 5th place, we have the Diesel Warrior, who I see out in the chat tonight. Hey, Diesel, good to see you. In 4th place, we have... I guess I'll just call him the Maestro now. But yeah, the Unsettled Christopher Gage is in 4th place. In 3rd place, we have Nightcrawler. In 2nd place, we have A.F. James, which leaves us at a very aptly named man in 1st place, because sitting in 1st at 9 out of 14 matches is simply the best.
All right, and of course, that is the rankings from last week. Unfortunately, I was unable to get into Unstoppable and update the rankings this week. Hopefully, next week we'll be able to tell you more, or in coming weeks, I'll be able to do so. But at any rate, with that being said, let me get a report. I have Unstoppabots report here. The tags report, the new season of tags is still open for signups, sort of. Signups for tags will be extended. And the Radical Rumble, congrats to the Paragon of Greatness, the first wrestler to make it to the final round of the Radical Rumble. Maeve O'Hare and Strangleheart were still wrestling to see who would be facing the Paragon of Greatness in the final round. Unfortunately, if W remains down, that match may have to be scrubbed and reset. All right. Thank you, Unstoppabot. That is the report from our tag and Radical Rumble GM, Unstoppabot. And yes, because of the outage, there are other reports also that cannot be made. So we will just pass on that. and get right to the scheduled matchup for Graveyard, scheduled matchups for Graveyard Smash tomorrow. Or when, yeah. At any rate, let's start now. A graveyard match between Belt Collector and Jerrica Paige. This one has been brewing for a couple weeks. The challenge was made here on air and accepted. Any thoughts on what this graveyard match might mean for the Belt Collector, El Reagan?
Stab wounds. It means going to mean stab wounds.
For Belt Collector, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is not on the do not stab list.
No, of course not. Nobody in active competition is going to be on the do not stab list. Besides, there's a lot of things. You know what I had to go through to get on the no stab list?
I mean, I just had to be nice.
Yeah, you got lucky. I still don't understand that, but yeah.
I'm charging.
I mean... And yes, DW, all promos, you can still post them. They will still count once the game comes back up. It's all good. I usually don't stop counting promos till a week or two after the pay-per-view, so you're fine. All right. Also on the program, and this challenge was made actually right before the outage. And we need to hear from the two participants because this whole thing between Papa Shaker and Double Frickin' A has been heating up over the past few weeks. And we hear from both men right now.
L.A., El Vacant, R.A.W.F., forgive me if I forgo the formalities this evening and just get right down to business. Sometimes that's what you got to do when you're dealing with a coward. Double frickin' A. A lot has happened in the last month, old friend. I'm not happy about any of it. You came out and attacked me twice and left me laying for dead. You wanted a match and I gave it to you. That's as simple as that is. You like to throw in the middle that my partner got involved in it. But you know what? You can go back and review the tapes. The match I asked for was you and me, hardcore. Even though I was not fit to compete, I still gave you the match. My partner intervened because that's what friends do. They back each other up and they take care of each other. Maybe you've forgotten about that. Nonetheless, I came out here last week. After you came out screaming that you wanted me one-on-one. And I decided I would give you that match. And I laid it out for you. FUBAR City. No holds barred. Falls count anywhere. And you said, no. You don't want that match. You and I went 9 stages of hell a few years ago. Where the fuck is that guy? You coward. Well, I'll tell you what. Graveyard Smash is right around the corner. And that match that I offered you, FUBAR City, that's going to happen whether you like it or not. And I'll tell you why. L.A., book us in FUBAR City. It don't matter if he comes to the ring or not. If he's backstage, he's in the locker room, in the crowd, out on the street by El Vacant's taco truck. I don't care where he is. I'll find him, and there will be a war. Mark my words.
Those the words of Papa Shaker. Let's hear the reply from Double Frickin' A.
L.A., whoever else is in the studio tonight, forgive me for not learning your names, but quite frankly, I don't give a damn who anyone else is. I'm here to talk to one man and one man only. You all know who it is, so keep your mouths closed until I'm done talking. Pepper Shaker, I'm not sure what you don't understand about our little situation. The rules have changed. The spotlight is on me now. It's not on you anymore. You don't get to name the match. You don't get to name where the match takes place. You can call me a coward all you want, but I don't play by your rules anymore. You play by my rules. So you can show up to Monster Mash or Cemetery Clash or whatever it's called. You're going to be standing in that ring all alone. And you can look for me anywhere you want. You're not going to find me. And while the RAWF record books may show that Pepper Shaker won the match, you'll know that you didn't win a damn thing. Get used to it, Shaker. You're never going to beat me again.
All right, so Double Frickin' A saying that this match is not going to happen, that Papa Shaker admanted, I am going to go ahead and sign the match. And if indeed DFA does not show up, he will technically get a loss by forfeit. But El Vacant, what are your thoughts on what you just heard?
My thoughts are Pepper Shaker. I almost called him Pepper Shaker. Papa Shaker, kick his ass. This guy, I don't matter. My name doesn't matter. Screw this guy. I'm offended.
So that is an official match tomorrow, FUBAR City Street Fight, Papa Shaker, and Double Frickin' A.
I have to admit, the Pepper Shaker thing was kind of funny.
Three Stages of Hell. It'll be the newcomer Soul Reaper against Hotshot Chaz. And so that's where we go from there. So those are some of the great matches on the card. Let's talk about some of the title matches. You have the Hatfield McCoy Championship on the line, Conk versus The Undertaker. The tag team titles will be on the line as Hotness Overload defends against Dungeons and Dragons. Maeve O'Hare to defend the Champion's Choice. Well, we don't know yet, and we'll be talking to her very soon here in just a few moments, and see if she has indeed chosen an opponent. But tonight is kind of the deadline, so she kind of is forced to tell me tonight. She can't really. It would be very nice. Let's see, what else we got? We have the Powerball Championship, Sassy Applebee's versus the Paragon of Greatness. Hotshot Chaz defends the Triple Crown Championship against Dr. Kent and AF James. Chris Cage, the Maestro, defends the FUBAR City title against Revenge Gibson. Conk will defend his Midnight Hobo Championship against Kane the Governor. And this just in, ladies and gentlemen, I was just informed of this right before the program. Cougs, because she won the Biatch of the Month competition tournament for this month, did get to choose her own opponent to defend that Estrogen title. She has chosen a legend in Black Lilith. Black Lilith getting her first ever opportunity in an RAWF championship tomorrow. That's good. I like that one, El Vacant.
I like it. That's good. That's a good choice.
I love that choice. I actually do. Lilith has been for years very tough. And while she has not been a stalwart in RAWF over those years, her reputation certainly precedes it. So a good challenge for the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for that Estrogen title, I think, tomorrow.
I mean, if you remember, when she first joined, when she got on that top 25 list, I made a point of saying I didn't know who that was. I'd never heard of her. But, you know, I'm good at my job. So after that was true, I went and looked into her career. She's an incredible fighter. I'm actually surprised she hasn't done a little more in RAWF so far. But this, you know, pound for pound, this is going to be a hell of a fight.
I agree. I'm very much looking forward to that match. Undertaker defended the men's championship against Marquis de Sade. And then this one's a huge one. I mean, Kayla the Governor's DW, these two, this will be their third match in as many pay-per-views for that national championship. DW winning the first, Kayla winning the second, and now we have the third, and, you know, may not be the final match. We never know. But these two have certainly had one hell of a run against each other for that national title over the last 3 months. And this one could go either way, considering each of them won for one of the first two matches. Simply the Best defends the Platinum Dragon Championship against Nightcrawler. That's going to be a hell of a scrum for the heart and soul of RAWF. And then, of course, for the World Heavyweight Championship, the Immortal Griffith defends against the Maestro, a.k.a. the Unsettled Chris Cage. So, the situation, now that we know for sure, now that I know for sure that the Maestro is now in Chris Cage and not me, I'm concerned El Vegan, not just because of the fact he can win. He could win the World Heavyweight Championship. The Maestro, for many, many years now, while he would, come in here, he wouldn't challenge for a title. He wouldn't get a title shot. But now he's absolutely getting one, and that's not that's something that we'd never seen before. And while we have seen the Maestro versus the Immortal Griffith, I think this is a different story, if you will. What are your thoughts?
I think the Maestro had a chance to take out Griffith once before, and it did not go his way. I suspect he's going to remember that, and he's going to fight this fight differently. And he has a different tool at his disposal when it comes to Christopher. I think the champion better be on his toes, because I think he's in for a hell of a fight. I mean, hell, even if this hadn't happened, just facing Christopher would have given him a hell of a fight. But now you've got Christopher with that thing inside of him.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and it is surreal. The fact that I've never had to deal with this the way I'm dealing with it now, seeing it from everybody else's point of view. And I have never been more concerned about an RAWF title match in my entire life. And that's not to say I'm scared for Griff. I'm just scared that Chris Cage or the Maestro gets his hands on the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship some way, and it turns into... I mean, if the Maestro wins the world title, it's going to be hard to get rid of him again, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there is that. All right. So with all of that being said, and we've got a lot, we'll talk more about some of them matches as the show progresses, but we need to talk to this lady. She is currently, her bounty is now currently up to 30 million coins. It's just recently I got anonymous donor adding 5 million coins to the bounty to push it to 30 million.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. I just got this word, and they want, the person is anonymous, unfortunately, but they have added, I got a check for 5 more million coins to add to Maeve's bounty. So it's now up to 30 million. So let's talk to the 30 million coin woman herself, your champion's choice and after hours champion. Please welcome. Gentlemen, she is Maeve O'Hare joining us. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi.
Good job. Could you repeat that last bit of news one more time, Bossman? I wanted to hear it again.
Somebody has added 5 million more coins to the bounty, Maeve. You are now up to 30 million coins that have to be paid out if someone beats you for an RAWF championship.
Oh. It's so pleasant to get my own way.
Well, you did. You were campaigning for it, and there's no doubt about it. You would say, "I'd love to see that go get up there, go to 30 million." Well, you got your wish, and so now
I usually do.
That means that tomorrow at Graveyard Smash in that Champions Choice Championship, 30 million coins will be on the line. Although I'm sure you will stack the scales against whoever it is that you're facing, so that you indeed do not have to. That person does not receive 30 million coins, but it is decision time, Maeve. Who have you decided will face you for that Champions Choice Championship at Graveyard Smash?
I reckon I did promise you, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
This was the drop dead final day of Cattelia. So
yes.
Well, there's somebody out there in the studio, in the green room, who's been making her presence known. Certain blonde lass who, do you know? In the night shadows, a test of courage and skill. Will you answer it? Mystery awaits. The mask. The challenge for the daring. Do you have the nerve? Beneath the moon's light. Secrets whisper on the wind. Will you heed their call? A path is unclear, but a thrill awaits the fall. Will you take the leap? Dare to step forward? And unlock the mystery. The challenge awaits. Be where the dark path, where shadows lurk and whisper. A quest awaits you. A hidden realm calls. Mysteries left unsolved. Secrets unfold. Will you dare to seek? A puzzle awaits. The pieces scattered and thrown. Will you find the key?
Your desire. As a parent,
do not turn away. The challenge is set before you. Will you accept it? Sorry, boss man, I seem to have zoned out there for a second. What were we saying?
Blonde.
I were about to announce who I was facing for Champion's Choice whenever we get to have the pay-per-view. So I'm very happy and pleased to announce something that I'm quite excited for, and I think that everyone else will be excited for as well. I will be defending the Champion's Choice Championship against none other than Ava. What?
Why?
It's my own choice, ain't it?
Yeah, I just, that's not who I ever expected.
I mean, it seems the right time of year.
Are you sure that's who you were going to choose? Because I thought, okay.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. I mean, that's your choice.
It just seems like you kind of changed course there, but don't worry about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It will be Eva challenging Maeve O'Hara for the Champions Choice Championship tomorrow. With not just that title on the line, but 30 million coins as well. Maeve, what are the stipulations for this match?
Oh, we don't need those.
What? Huh?
We don't need those.
What do you mean you don't need those? We don't need... You're not going to load the box against her. You're not going to say she can only do moves that start with the letter Q or, you know. Okay.
I don't see the problem. It's my choice, correct?
No. It's your choice.
And I've chosen. You've been nagging me for weeks, boss man. When are you telling me who you're facing for champion choice? I'm telling you, and now you're not happy.
I'm not happy. I'm astonished. I'm bewildered. I'm kerfuzzled. That too. That was the last person in the world.
Something seems a little off. Just saying. Something seems a little off.
Okay.
What?
Mabel
Hare
versus Eva for the championship. And no stipulations. A straight up match. I did not see.
The last time I faced Eva, what happened? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember because I think I was the maestro at that time.
Oh, that's right, you were. Well, for those of you playing at home, the last time I faced her, I beat her so bad that she left the company.
I mean, that's kind of true, actually.
That is true.
I was the last match she had before she left to go off wherever it were she went. I don't need stipulations for this match.
Okay.
I said it before the show started. Graveyard Smash only ends one way.
Wow. I must say, this was, of all the shockers, this one is absolutely shocking. I did not see it coming, but I commend you on your choice, and I guess your reasoning's sound. Would you say it's sound, El Vacant?
I mean, yes, but it still, it seems weird.
What's weird about it?
Well, up until now, regardless of the opponent, you have at least stacked the deck mildly in your favor because the title lets you, and now you're suddenly not. And it just seems a little weird.
It's okay.
Match. It's Mabel.
This is what she wants.
She
is the Champion's Choice champion. And we may not have seen it coming, but we got to respect her decision, and that is indeed what will happen. It will be Maeve O'Hare versus Eva, straight up, no stipulations, one-on-one, and may the best woman win in this one. Maeve, I got to say, this is a good – I like the choice now that I think about it. But
thank you, boss man. I'm glad someone appreciates me around here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with that being said, Maeve – let's talk about what happened a couple weeks on Superstars, a couple weeks when you faced Chris Cage, a.k.a. the Maestro, and I was at ringside for that. First of all, that was a hell of a win. I was excited to see that. But what happened afterwards, what did you see?
I saw him being purely creepy, which we've been telling you about. I'm glad you were there to see it with your own eyes. So you can see what the heck we've been putting up with for the last several years. It gives me the Wiggins every time. You think I'd be used to it by now. And it's somehow even worse when it's him.
It's the grin.
It is, you're right. It's that distressing. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel like I need an adult. But what did you see, boss man? I mean, you're the one who came down to ringside to figure out what were going on. You said you're convinced. What convinced you?
Just being face to face with him and feeling the presence emanating off of him. The presence that I've known for many, many years during this time of year. The only difference was that I didn't feel it. In a different way, but I knew exactly what I was facing. The minute I saw the eyes, the minute I felt the presence, I knew what we were dealing with. And maybe he's got...
My concern is this. I'm not worried about the match. for English's sake. He's beaten the Maestro before. He's beaten Chris Cage before. He's the devil's own thing when you're trying to face him for a belt. I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is this. Every time before when we've seen the Maestro, he's been inside yourself, and he loses the match and he goes away, right?
Uh-huh.
That's
like, we've never seen him be able to jump hosts like this. So who's to say he's going to go away when he loses?
Yeah. Who's to say that he doesn't jump to somebody else next year?
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to speak that he's going to the world. Knock on wood. Ugh.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
And how do you reckon on doing that, boss man?
Because I'm going to be at ringside to make sure it doesn't happen.
Suppose you're as much of an expert on this as we've got, so.
But anywho, Maeve, real quick, I'd like to congratulate you to making it to the semifinals of the Radical Rumble, one match away from the final.
Everyone were talking about how the Maestro might affect everything up. I think Strangles did it because he knew he were going to lose to me.
Could be. And there was also a rumor that that the Razor and his might have hit the server with a chair. I don't know where that came from. I heard that somewhere, but I don't think it was.
Sounds like something that someone who gives themselves a nickname would say.
All right.
I do have a question for you, boss man.
All right.
So as we know that you have this silly rule of yours that I can't have Champion's Choice as me Rankin's match for the pay-per-view. Something about it not being fair. So who am I facing for my Rankin's match? Do you know yet?
Well, no. I'm sorry. I do not know, Maeve.
Harris said foiled again.
Huh?
Said foiled again.
I'm sorry. I do not have all that information as of right now. As you know, there's a situation. So
there are several situations.
There's a lot of
situations. You're kind of the captain of a garbage fire. You know that, right?
Yeah. But you'd think I'd be used to that after almost 11 years.
I mean, to be fair, usually you don't have to handle this pay-per-view.
This is true.
How does it feel to actually get to watch a Graveyard Smash for once?
Well, to be fair, I'm somewhat excited because I am myself, and I don't call myself self, but I am myself, and for once. And we're in my home away from home, Las Vegas, Nevada, and so there's a comfort zone here for me, and I'm excited. We haven't even mentioned that we're in Las Vegas, El Vacant. You've been enjoying yourself on the Strip. Never mind. Yeah, there's nothing like Vegas. Nothing like Vegas. It is the city that never sleeps. But with that,
I have a game with nephews where I send them out, and the winner is whoever gets the most pictures with the most different Elvises, and they get a free week's vacation.
Oh wow!
It's hilarious.
All right.
It's a bit warm for me, Taste.
Oh, my word.
There's a lot to do, so I can just stay in. I can stay inside all the time, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's going to say there's a lot of indoor there's more indoor activities than outdoor activities here in Vegas. I'm just saying.
I mean, there's a reason.
Because nobody wants to be outside in the feckin' desert.
All right. Maeve, anything else you wanted to talk about or cover before we move on tonight?
So we've talked about Champion's Choice. We've talked about how you haven't done your job and don't have a match for me for Rankin's. We talked about Vegas. We talked about the Rumble. Talked about the Bounty. Oh, I think that covers everything, boss man. Well, they can.
Should we discuss Domino?
I mean, she seems to be feeling a certain kind of way. I don't know why.
Give me 2 seconds here.
Oh, Bossman's doing a thing. Now, Vacant, you promised that you were going to take me to
This is since this is Vegas, I'm going to bring out the old roulette wheel here.
Oh, feck's sake.
And we're on this number, okay, here, but. All right.
I like dice games better.
Well.
Yeah, that's something. I went to one of the casinos here, and I played craps for the first time. Absolutely incomprehensible game. I don't know how they keep track of it, but I won, so that's were nice.
All right.
Isn't it great when you're going wide and they hand you money?
All right, so.
I wasn't expecting it.
Let's spin the wheel and see who you get to face, because I got a wheel here with RAWF names on it. We shall spin and see.
All right, let's see.
Why is it keeping going?
Supposed to do that?
No! Oh, great.
Falcon, look at that.
Okay, finally, I'm holding it so that it stops. It landed on Sean Hitman Hurd.
That's my rankings match.
That's your rankings match.
My what?
All right. What?
You said my rankings match, but...
That too. It's your rankings and your rankings. Shut up before I make it your spankings.
Now start making with the thankings.
Don't you throw it to me with a good time. I'm purely with that. I always like facing Sean Hurd. He's a good fella.
All right. So there you go. That is your opponent tomorrow at Graveyard Smash, or I should say when Graveyard Smash goes live. All right. Thank you, Maeve.
Well,
I'll
tell you what. I'm gonna be at ringside for that title match as well, so I'll save you a seat.
All right. So, that is, ladies and gentlemen, Maeve's schedule tomorrow. Champion's Choice defending against Eva, and then also facing Sean Hitman Hurd. And El Vacant, that was a surprise choice for me. I certainly was one of the last person I would expect her to defend against. But at the same time, it does make some sense the way she explained it. And Eva has been off for about a year now, so she might be a little rusty. This might be a time to pounce on that. What do you think?
I mean, it's probably the best time, right? I mean, given any more time, just going to get better.
All right. With that being said, let's bring on, I want to say hey ho to Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson on the chat. Truth, good to see you, my friend. Hope you recognize the place. I know it's been a while. Glad you were able to find. Anyway. all right. Let's bring her on. She faces Belt Collector in a graveyard match at Graveyard Smash. I'm sure she's got her sharps all sharpened and ready. Let's hear from.
This time I'ma let it all come out. This time.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is Jerrica Page now joining us. Jerrica, good evening.
Good evening, LA.
Uh-oh, we are just a few hours away from you getting your hands on Belt Collector. And I'm curious, Pagers, because I know you've got a wide variety, a huge collection of sharp items that you have used over the years. I'm curious, so is this going to be, you're going to bring some old friends or some new friends with you to Graveyard Smash?
It's going to be a little of both. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a fucking blood blast. Because people forget. I'm a snake. I strike hard. I strike fast. And you don't know when I'm going to strike. Come play with me. Please. Uh-oh. Oh, MLA, I don't know if you saw it, but if you're going to be at ringside to make sure it doesn't fucking happen, I'm going to be at ringside to make sure it fucking happens.
Hey, now. Why?
Because I like playing. I like playing with the...
Joy.
Because it's no longer Jerrica. It's no longer Jerrica Page. It's just fucking Page. Because that's right. I forgot. I let the demon out to play. Not one, but two. Uh-oh. Did y'all forget that I don't ever go anywhere alone? Oh, speaking of that, there's somebody that wants a match for Graveyard besides a ranking. But who's got the balls to step? Because it ain't me. You don't got to worry about me because I've got my match. But it is another Anarchy member.
Hmm.
And no, it's not my twin. It's
I know
not
who
my
it
twin.
Is. No, I know who it is. You're talking about, well, nobody can say it like El Vacant. El Vacant, I think you know who she's referring to, so I'll let you inform.
Wait, is it one of my favorite five-letter names to say that I haven't got to say in a really long time?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I haven't done this in a while.
Everybody should know, wherever Paige is, he's not far behind.
I missed doing that, actually.
So you're
not
saying Beast would... Are you saying that Beast would like to know who he's facing tomorrow? Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's spin the wheel and make the deal and find out who indeed... Hopefully the wheel will show this time. We'll work this. Let's try it. I'll make it you spin the damn thing. I think it don't like me.
Sure. Nothing creepy happened the last time. What could happen this time?
Right. I mean, it's not like it could shock you.
Why?
It's creepy season. It's my favorite time of year.
All right, here we go.
Oh, now it's acting nice. Sure. Beast tomorrow at Beast at Graveyard Smash will go one on one with Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson.
Oh, that's easy. That's a good one. I just beat Terrell.
So, how we like that one? You good with that one? Is Beast good with that one? Is Truth good with that one?
Well, they're both in. They're both out there.
Well, that is
what... I don't care who my rank... I don't care about my rankings match because I'm focused on my graveyard match.
Well, he's out there too. Anything? Any final words you have to say to him? Let's do, you have the floor.
I already said it. Come play with me. I am ready to make people bleed. I actually went and took my one of my mentor's toys. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing back the cheese grater.
All right. Paige, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. And good luck tomorrow in your graveyard match with Belt Collector. All right. Well, now, things are about to get truthful, El Vacant. I see the man is called in. Let's hear from the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson. Truth, are you there?
Can you hear me, brother?
I can hear you, brother.
Okay. Before I say anything, are there any new rules that I need to be aware of, or do I have the same leeway?
Truth, there are no rules.
I'm just saying, because I was down in the chat, right? And I thought I was on, like, Nick Jr. or some shit, because it's been tame as fuck for about an hour. What the hell happened? What the hell happened?
Well, Truth, maybe they need a dose. Maybe they need a dose of the truth.
I think what they need... a interjection of fucking personality, because god damn, you motherfuckers are boring. What the fuck? We're wrestlers, correct?
Yes, we are.
Y'all act like y'all saying four square at lunchtime waiting for the tennis ball court to open up. Would you please show some fucking enthusiasm? What the hell is going on? Come on, bro.
What, you know, Truth, the Wild West, sometimes it, you know, I had to get the ruler out and smack everybody over the knuckles, I guess, but no.
These motherfuckers is acting like Will Smith and Jay is just running her fucking mouth. Y'all acting like Will Smith, so speak the fuck up already. What the hell is wrong with y'all? I had to step outside because, you know, I'm going to curse a lot, so I can't see the screen. So if you're down there talking shit about me in the screen, do me a favor, have a slice of fuck you, and a tall glass to kill yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Moving on.
Classic, right there. We've missed that. We've missed that a lot.
What in the double fuck is going? Look, I can give a fuck about a match, you know that. I'm here to talk shit. That's what I do. And
that is.
Damn. Griff, what the fuck is Griff?
He's out there in the chat. Do you have something you want to say to Griff?
Yeah, Griff, you are condoning all this PG-13 bullshit? What the fuck? I know you got pulled over the app and not necessarily the radio shows, but please flex. Come on. Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to show up from now on because we need to spice this bitch up. These motherfuckers is cold ketchup. We need some sriracha up in this bitch. I don't know what is going on.
Do we have
to
open
fair, to be fair, you have missed some pretty brutal takedowns in the last few weeks. Tonight is kind of calm comparatively.
Okay, so people are just catching their breath is what you're saying.
A little bit.
Okay, well, what if you're catching your breath, what I have for everybody else that's going to come on at night, breathe, bitch. Let's get this going. You sound like Disney at night. What the fuck? We're supposed to be wrestlers. I ain't saying you got to go all Attitude Era, but damn, you guys are like black and white when the blood comes out. See, I'm a real wrestling fan. See the difference? Anyways, whoever that was that she put me in a match against, I'll fight him. It'll be a gas. I may win. I may not. But do me a favor. Change your name because Domino was too easy for me to make fun of. Okay? Do that. By the time we get to the ring, I don't know. Call yourself, I don't know, something different because I can flip Domino all fucking day. Just saying.
Actually, the person you're referring to who is not your opponent tomorrow, the one that was talking, she goes by Diesel Warrior. Does that make it any harder?
I know, I met him. That's gonna make it harder.
Really? You know how many fucking trucker jokes I'm gonna tell?
But the person
tell me, is it a guy or please say it's a guy.
No, it is a lady.
Oh, you about to be a lot lizard all damn night. All night. If you didn't know, I am the truth. This is what I do. You can't fuck with me because I'm unfuckwittable. Carry on. I'm going to sit here and listen until I'm needed. Okay, Amadeus?
Yes, no problem, Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, he is back.
Oh, hold on,
real quick.
Real quick, Lord Amadeus is still the best in the game at this shit. I don't give a fuck about what anybody says, all right? All right, I'll go back into the green room.
Thank you, Truth. He is back, ladies and gentlemen, Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson, and keeping it real as he always does, El Vacant. And, yeah, DW doesn't seem to know who he was, but if she keeps this up, she's going to find out real damn quick. He'd been doing this longer than all of us, is what it is. So, you all right there, Old Vacan?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just waiting. I feel like someone just rubbed the teeny bottle, and I'm just waiting to see where it goes.
Speaking of genies in a bottle, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for a man who's challenging for a couple of championships tomorrow. He is Big Purple. He is.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that your day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger. Last one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat the neck, hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my faith. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, wearing an interesting T-shirt there is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Hey, it's good. Looks good on you.
Good evening, Amadeus, and welcome to the Potty Mouth Hour, where we say dirty words. Anybody want a glass of milk or... What's up?
Are you wearing a that's a Godslayers T-shirt there, Elvica? Or not Elvica, but Paragon?
Yeah, first of all, I'm just fucking around. Good to hear the truth back. you know, a legend of this. But yeah, Godslayer's t-shirt. I'm very embarrassed by this. Turns out when you hang out with Hobo Ezekiel, damage might happen. And turns out when you hang out around the Immortal Griffith, he's always going to have something on hand just to kind of fuck with you and put this Godslayer shirt on me, of all people. But, you know, it's better than having Paragon nipple hanging out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough. Although, you know, we wouldn't want to raise our rating over PG-13 with a little Paragon nipple. We wouldn't want any of that.
Shit, they call me Big Purple for a reason. I mean, I'm just saying.
All right. So Paragon at Graveyard Smash, first of all, challenging Sassy Appleby for the Powerball Championship. Now that that match is on her, is in the immediate future, what are your final thoughts?
Kind of wish that I had a little bit of last-minute prep time. You know me, up to the minute, last second, I'm always trying to keep my head in the game, keep the strategy as on point as possible. I don't like the situation, but then again, I guess everybody else is kind of in the same boat. So I think Graveyard Smash is going to be really interesting. A lot of people are going to be going in a little bit blind and a little less prepared than usual. If that is the situation, I think that Sassy might be in some trouble, because ain't nobody prepare for a pay-per-view match like Paragon of Greatness. And you know that I've already got my strategy pretty well down. I've got everything lined up, and like I said before, I know it's a bit corny, it's a bit cheeseball, but, you know, this Powerball Championship could generate a lot of money, and I think that there's a lot of good causes out there that deserve some attention. And, you know, it may be it's kind of a unique stance, at least here, that I'm the first person going for this Powerball Championship, and I'm telling you right away, if I win this title, I'm not keeping any of that money for myself. I'm going to do something good and something important with that money. So.
All right. We're looking forward to it.
I mean, maybe I should just invest in the line of Godslayer t-shirts, because apparently that's my life now.
I mean, to be fair.
All right. And then, of course, you and Nox Boogie, a.k.a. Dungeons & Dragons, challenging Hotness Overload, Bruma and Menzino for the tag team titles. Thoughts on that?
So I was a little bit less equitable to them last week than I usually am to my opponents. I made it clear I feel like at Tropical Aggression, they were not the better team when they first faced Dungeons & Dragons for that championship. Some catastrophic failures happened on our behalf, and they kind of walked away with that, but I do want to put some respect on their names. They won that championship. There was no wrongdoing or anything. It was a fair and square victory. Obviously, I'm going to take them seriously going into this match. Here's the thing. A long time ago, myself and Nox Boogie, we became the tag team champions, and somebody called us paper champions. And, you know, We decided to embrace that, kind of flip it on them. And that's why we became Dungeons & Dragons, you know, literally champions on paper, you know. And since then, we've had ourselves a legendary career. We're in the Hall of Fame as a tag team, but I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a long while since we've held that championship, and I think that this is our opportunity. Right now, things are in disarray. I think that we're the better team going into this match. And of all of these great teams of the past, these Hall of Fame level teams, one of the things that seems to kind of be a consistent thing of tag team wrestling in RAWF is the fact that you have your dominant run and then something catastrophic happens and then the tag team just falls off of the face of the earth. Like the only thing that ends the run of dominance is the tag team itself. And Dungeons and Dragons are in a unique position to be like the first of this legendary tag team group to get back on the horse, you know, pick up that championship and start a second run, and that's what we intend to do.
All right. Well, it is going to be a big night at Graveyard Smash, and certainly you're going to be a huge part of it, as you always are. Any questions for the Paragon of Greatness, Elvagan?
No, I think you kind of covered everything I wanted to talk about.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just still losing by the shirt.
Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, Paragon.
I gotta say, I'm impressed that Griff had a 3XL Godslayers t-shirt just on hand. Like he knew that if I hang out with Ezekiel enough, eventually he's going to tear my singlet. I mean, bravo to Griff, because, I mean, world-class troll. And this is coming from a guy who literally has to deal with killing Neptune on a daily basis. So, congratulations.
And the worst part is, he even said out in the green room while you were talking about it, that he's been carrying that thing around for like 13 months waiting for the day.
Sometimes it's a waiting game, so, I mean, good on him.
Yeah, he's immortal. He can play the long game.
All right, Paragon, thank you for joining us this evening, and good luck to you at Graveyard Smash in both of your big matches.
All right, and remember, watch that potty mouth.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk to Mr. RAWF, Mr. Excitement, the legend himself. He is.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, I'm a guest. Good evening, I'm a guest.
How are you?
Oh.
What's up? How's things
good.
Going?
Everything's going good. Everything's going good. I have my matches coming up at the pay-per-view and my five nights of hell, and I got a little surprise from Mr. Draven. I finally got it. It has finally arrived. And I have,
oh.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, here's a big surprise for the abandoned church match. I have someone who is going to be in my corner.
Don't tell me it's Uncle Frank's face.
No, it's not Uncle Frank's face. Trust me, it's not Uncle Frank's face. But do you remember back in... Back a long time ago, the man great grandpa Blackburn.
Yeah,
well,
I remember him.
I dug him up.
Why do you keep digging things up?
I had him dug up, and I had him brought in just for this match.
You know that's not legal.
You know that is not legal.
And it was legal.
So you didn't dig up Grandpa Blackbird. You dug up great father.
His great grandpa
Blackbird.
Yeah, great
does he
grandpa
know this?
Does Draven? I'm sure he will find it out. He will find it out soon.
Oh God. Okay. Well, and you know those matches will be ongoing. We'll keep a track on those. But I don't even know where to go, Judge. But yeah. By the way, did you know Truth was back?
I heard that my brother from another mother was back, yeah.
He was just here. You missed him.
I did miss him. I missed him. I always like to kick around with the Truth when he's here. But you know, maybe I can catch up with him soon and we'll go out and have a few beers and talk and do some reminiscing and stuff like that.
There you go. That ought to be fun. Fuck. What am I
I've always
about?
Missed the help anyway, so.
All right. Well, Judge, I wish you continued.
Tom,
good luck.
How are you doing? How's your week been?
I'm stressed.
Why are you stressed? You need a massage.
Stay away from me. You are not giving me a massage.
I'm not going to massage you, but I do have someone else that can do it. It's another person that I contacted who may be making a surprise appearance. Inmate 367-8241.
I don't need you digging up corpses to give me massages.
I'm not going to dig up a corpse. This is inmate 367-8241.
Like I said, you don't need to be digging up corpses.
Silly pants. Silly, silly person. So Truth was just here.
Truth was here, yes. He just asked you if he just said, did this MF just call me the help? Did you call him the help? Did I miss that?
I always call him the help. I mean, come on, Truth. Everybody knows Truth is the help. It's not new.
Truth,
everybody knows Truth.
If you want to come in and talk to this man like the old days, you could just come on in here and give him hell like you did, like you do.
Did this motherfucker just call me to help?
He did.
What's up?
He did.
My brother from another mother.
Boy, if you weren't who you are, I'd be cussing you the fuck out right now. You know that, right?
I know you would be cussing me out, but look here, help. Let me tell you what's going to happen. We're
going
to go out. We're going to have some beers. We're going to go out and have some. We're going to go out and we're going to have some. We're going to braid some hair like we used to.
You know what, man? There's two people who can get away with shit like this. You?
Oh.
And that great wise sage, my brother Shifty. That's the only two people who can get away with this shit.
That's it. We're the only two people.
That's it. Anybody else? Nah, see, for those people who don't understand, first of all, me and Jess were born on the same day. Go check our profiles. We're not bullshitting. That's my brother from another mother. So he can get away with saying some shit. Don't you knuckle draggers out there think y'all can do the same thing he's doing. Okay? Let's not do that. That's a quick way to get your ass fucked up. Okay? But other than that, Jared,
hey,
and we
can get
your voice. Yes, sir.
You know something, I did have a feeling you'd be here tonight, so I do have you a
okay,
a
wait. Why the fuck are you stuttering?
I have you a gift basket here.
No, address why you are stuttering. Am I making you nervous?
I was just stuttering. No, you ain't making me nervous. I'm just saying. I just have your gift basket.
You're fucking with you. Go ahead, man.
I have you a gift basket.
If there's cocoa butter,
there's some cocoa butter in there. There's some Coke 45. There's some malt liquor. There's some watermelon. There's some red Kool-Aid.
That's okay. You know what? I have a
I mean, it's all kind
nice
of cool stuff. Some Jet magazines.
I got a green bean casserole ready for you. I got some potato salad with raisins.
With mayonnaise.
Look, wait.
We know we use mayonnaise.
Favorite. Wait, I got your favorite because I love you. You ready? Unseasoned chicken.
Unseasoned chicken.
Wow. And you know what else? You know what else? Just because I and love you, I got, we're going to binge Friends. That's what we're going to do.
Not Frasier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the words of Terrell the Truth Johnson and Judgment J. Esquire are not necessarily those of RAWF and the RAWF Network. Okay, sir. What were you guys saying?
Been a while since you had to say that.
We were saying we are subliminally racist as fuck.
We are.
Well, I think
this
is
a Jet magazine for you. I went back in the old days and Jet magazines.
You know what? You're right. I got the my 4-H club plaque is on my wall in honor of you. For real. Boy Scouts of America, motherfucker.
and then I had to go out and get you some Soul Glow.
For real. And
for
you
real.
Know what? Just because it's you and people who know you and know me will understand this joke, after we bench Friends, Golden Girls.
Wow.
I heard y'all love that.
Oh, yeah, would you like to go to girl?
Truth to the rumor that you'll be guest starring on Wild and Out in this near future?
No, because I cannot take my woman around Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon is the only motherfucker with more kids than Terrell.
You ain't never lied. That motherfucker is fertile.
All right.
But you know, Truth, in honor, but seriously, Truth, because I love you so much, I went ahead and bought you 14 lessons on how to swim.
Oh, I am so happy you did that for me, sir. But you know, did you see the brawl in Alabama? We can swim now. I will swim over there and beat your ass.
Okay. Gentlemen,
we are too good at this trip.
This trip down memory lane was brought to you by old CSW Radio.
And the letter M.
Want dog.
Joe, I hate to interrupt this family reunion, but I do we do have a show to move on. Got a few other callers to get to, and but I appreciate so good to hear from you again, Truth. No doubt about it. And Judge.
Oh, we got to give him his show back, Judge. Damn.
We do. We got to do something.
All right, I'll go back on mute.
All right, we go back on mute.
Truth. And you know what, El Vacant? Truth's been gone so damn long, he probably doesn't know that I actually own the station now and not Susie the Elf.
He probably doesn't. I think he does now because you just said it.
But of course, Truth, if you ever want to do the Vicious Truth again on RAWF Radio, you have but you have yet to just say the word about my brother. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is the chairman of RAWF, and possibly the reason we're all stuck in limbo right now by some of the rumors. Let's talk to. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, Al Bacon.
Oh, hi.
So what's new, Razor? What's up? What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, not a whole lot, L.A. I don't know if you've been in to see the match with STB or not, but I had STB right where I wanted them, and things was going my way, but then a certain immortal thought he'd go in and support STB, and from there everything went kind of downhill for me, and my plans went out the window.
Well, you know, Razor, that it is what it is. I mean, STB, a very tough opponent in the first place. And, you know, when you're on a roll, sometimes that makes you make people stand up and take notice. And, well, I mean, I'm sorry she didn't win, but you certainly gave it a good shot. Would you like to know who you're facing tomorrow at Graveyard? Would you like to know who you're facing at Graveyard Smash? I keep saying tomorrow, but...
Why, sure.
You'll be going one-on-one with a former RAWF world champion in Strangleheart.
Strangleheart. We always have fun matches. Back and forth, back and forth.
Well, good. I'm glad you're excited. I'm glad you're excited about that. I mean, certainly you were doing well in the rankings as of press time. So, I mean, it's going to be a big match. Strangleheart, I believe, also in that top 25. So it's going to be a key one for you. And Strangleheart is not a tough out. We all know this. So
you are correct, sir. But just remember, you know, more importantly than in the loss I may have had this past week, DOC's in the house and people are taking notice.
Yes, they are. Absolutely. And DOC is going to be in the forefront here at Graveyard Smash. You got Conk defending two titles, Revy Gibson challenging for one. And, you know, the other members will also be front and center. So, and you not included, a big match against Strangleheart. It will be the period ender for you. Could be the exclamation point on your best rankings period in a long time if things go that way. So, with that being said, any final thoughts about Strangleheart and the DOC?
Well, as far as Strangleheart goes, it's probably going to be a tough match because Strangleheart gives his all whenever you're in a match with him. So it's it comes down to try and out-strategize one another as far as trying to guess what each other is going to do. And as far as the DOC, hey, we always got each other's back.
All right. Looking forward to seeing what you do tomorrow against Strangleheart, Razor. And with that being said, good luck to you. Unless you had something else you wanted to address, we're going to move on real quick.
That's all I got. Thanks, LA, for your time.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, another member of the DOC in making some waves as of late. Please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there. The seeds by faith will in you. Decisions have to be made. The best path is the hardest end. Back and forth, the struggle consumes the soul. Trying to keep a
and gentlemen, he is ice cold Aaron McFadden. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Oh, hi.
So I'm curious to see who I'm facing at Graveyard Smash.
You would like to know who you're facing at Graveyard Smash. Yes, you do not have a scheduled opponent either. Let's find out. I will quietly spin the wheel. You will be going one-on-one with Billy Gunn.
That rhymes.
It's going to be a good one, actually. And Billy's not no slouch, and he's, you know. So your thoughts on facing Billy Gunn?
My thoughts. This is Halloween season. This is Vegas. I'm not the only one who
what's that?
Who,
say that again?
Has a favorite weapon of choice. Billy's gonna be introduced to my precious barbed wire bat, Lucy.
Lucy, you have a barbed wire bat named Lucy.
Yes.
I did not know this. This was news to me.
Because that match is a barb. Let's make it a barbed wire bat match.
Well, Aaron, if we're going to do something like that, as you know, I have to get permission from the opponent. And right now, that is not possible since Unstoppable is down.
Well, regardless, I'm bringing my bat.
You can bring your bat. Just don't use it. Don't get yourself disqualified with it. That's all I got to say about that. All right? Because I can't. I can't sign any new stipulations matches until Unstoppable comes back up. So that's just how it works, unfortunately. I don't put people in stipulation matches without they're okay first, all right?
Oh, I know. But when our game comes back, I'm making it official.
Well, then you would have to challenge him and message him and make sure he's okay with it. And then he has to message me and confirm such. But we will see what happens, all right?
All right.
But that is your opponent, Badass Billy Gunn, tomorrow or whenever Graveyard Smash goes live, whether it be tomorrow or sometime this week, all right?
All right.
All right. And
I jumped the gun on that match because I didn't know that the game's going to go down.
All right, exactly. We didn't know. Nobody could foresee that, so. But once Graveyard Smash goes live, you will have a match with Billy Gunn. It just won't be this barbed wire match you're talking about, okay? Maybe we can have that somewhere down the road if he agrees to it.
Yep.
All right.
Which brings me to, I know the next pay-per-view is probably Black Friday, isn't it?
Well, it's scheduled to be, yes.
We leave off the year with, I'm forgetting what it now, like.
Jingle Hell Rock.
My bat will be making an appearance at Jingle Hell Rock. Let's just leave it at that. That, because the barbed wire bat on the pole mat, ladder match is coming back again for the third year in a row. And with that, good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Aaron. Ah, all right. So Aaron already making his Christmas plans there, El Vacant, as the ice cold has now got a bat, a barbed wire bat named Lucy. Your thoughts?
I think he should concentrate on this pay-per-view and worry about the next pay-per-view after this one's done.
he's gonna go in there.
I actually think he's gonna win this match though, so I'm rooting for him.
I am too. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he's facing Jericho Page in the graveyard match. And we're going to bring him on now, the Belt Collector. BC, how you feeling? Just a few hours away from having to fight in this graveyard match against Jericho Page.
How you doing, Larry?
Doing okay, BC. How are you feeling? Has it hit you yet, the enormity of the moment?
No, you know, given this time, you know, the game being down, you know, kind of might be an advantage for me. To kind of, you know, quest and stuff, get ready for the match. So.
Well, good.
Like everybody said, you know, that's not the only match I had to prepare for, because I also have a ranking match as well. So, I'm learning things here.
What, you didn't think this was going to be your rankings match?
I've been here long enough, so yeah. No, I'm learning things here.
What's that?
I'm learning things here, so spin your little wheel of a gauntlet here, and let me know who I'm facing in my rankings match. Go ahead.
Well, now hold on a second, though. Before you
go ahead. What?
Hold on. Fubar City Street Fights, which is technically what this is, a hardcore match, counts as ranking matches.
I thought it was a graveyard match, but I think it was a Fubar City match.
What's that?
I thought this was a graveyard match, but I think it was Fubar City.
It's the same rules.
Just the
hardcore
rules.
Okay. Oh, I didn't.
Technically falls under the category of matches that I allow to be rankings matches because it can't. It's not. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I give you just a piece of advice for this match? Just one. Go get a stab vest.
Okay. That's.
Just invest in a stab vest.
So hardcore. Hardcore Fubar City. It means you can bring hardcore. Cool. Okay.
The rules are there are no rules.
There are no rules. You can bring kendo sticks. You can bring chairs. You can bring
knives.
You can bring stop signs. You can bring trash cans.
Knives.
You can bring anything you want.
I don't think he's catching what I'm trying to tell him.
I get the picture there, Elvacan. All right.
She cray cray.
You are facing one of the most sadistic individuals in the history of RAWF.
Look,
so let's say the author Rocker is a little nice about it. So her being author Rocker is a little nice about it.
Nice about it.
That would be She has what she calls a no stab list, and there's like 7 people on it.
Wait, how did that, I didn't think it was that high.
It may not be, I'm just guessing. I know it's single digits. Actually, honestly, I think, I only know for a fact of 3 people on it, but I'm assuming there are some other people that are related to her that are on it.
Okay.
Yes, yes, talk to Razor. If anybody knows Page better, it's Razor. Razor, tell him what he's getting into when he's facing Page tomorrow.
Well, you know, L.A., when I first heard about this, I thought to myself, did Belt Collector lose his mind and accept this match? Belt Collector, I'm just going to tell you from firsthand experience, you better have good insurance. Because Paige don't fuck around.
Who said that I was ever sane and wasn't ready to fight somebody?
You're not saying that. You just don't know. I don't think you understood who your opponent is.
Maybe she doesn't understand who she's facing either.
Well, I mean, there is that. She doesn't know you that well. We don't know you that as well. Maybe you have a side to you. But if you do have that side to you, BC, that sadistic side, you're going to need it. That is all I'm going to say.
She wants to play. Well, you can play that game.
All right. We'll find out at Graveyard Smash whether you indeed can play with Paige. Because I'm telling you right now, she doesn't use Barbie dolls.
I mean, she might, but only after she sharpened the legs.
No, she thought, it sounds like she needed more than one to tear them off and play with them or bite on them, one or the other.
But at any rate, BC, anything else you wanted to discuss before we move on?
Trying to think.
No, no.
So you said my match. What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Continue. Someone showed up and he just winked at me. I don't like it.
Sounds like your problem, not mine, but okay.
Yes, it is absolutely my problem.
No, I'm good. Right. I'm good, LA.
All right. Well, thank you, BC. Good luck against Jerrica Paige. You are going to need it. All right. So now is the time to bring on the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. In the main event of Graveyard Smash, he will defend the championship against what we believe, what we are 99.999% sure is the Maestro at this point. Let's bring on. Welcome the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, the Immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Feels like old times sitting around this room. Feeling like a little bit of a misfit.
Yes, it has been nice. It has been, but we've got some serious business to talk about, Griff, and that is the title match against Chris Cage, a.k.a. the Maestro, at Graveyard Smash. And you know, as I've mentioned, this is kind of weird for me because this is I've never gotten to see him from this side, obviously, and I don't like what I see. I don't like the not that I'm jealous, mind you. In some ways, I'm relieved, but in this case, I'm extremely worried. But because it's you, I'm a little less worried. If it was somebody else, I'd be scared to fucking death right now. So talk to me, Griff. Tell me what's going to happen at Graveyard Smash. And remember, I will be at ringside.
What's going to happen at Graveyard Smash? Well, let me sum that up very simply for you. A certain spawn of the depth is going to go back where he came from. screaming and crying all the way back to hell, because I've told him time and time again that his rhyming little merry way does nothing for me. I am happy to be the person to time and again thwart him. It doesn't matter that you found a new host. It doesn't matter that you've learned a new trick, because I, for you, am the monster at the end of the book. I am your termination. Time and time again, you come up with these plots and plans to try and decide how to take over, how to be something more than a worthless spirit, and time again, you fail. What makes you think that simply jumping hosts will change this for you? And better yet, you left someone strong-willed, someone who has determination and willpower in L.A., and you went for a weak-willed, spineless maniac, thinking, what, you would get more control, you could do more with someone who fought you less? You know the worst part about this thing, Maestro, and the thing I will never forgive you for, is I was looking forward to a match with the Unsettled One. The Unsettled One versus the Immortal One at Graveyard Smash. I looked forward to it. I rooted for it. I watched him for months make himself ready to get to that pinnacle, to get to the point where he could come after the thing he's wanted forever. This belt right here, the RAWF World Heavyweight title. And he finally gets there, and what happens? You fucking soulless thing, interject yourself and ruin it. Not just for him, but for me. Because now, when I beat him, and don't make no mistake, I'm going to beat him, but when I beat him, it'll be meaningless. Because I will not be fighting the man I have been wanting to fight. I will not be fighting the man who gave everything to this business to reach the pinnacle. I will be fighting some useless piece of shit that infested him. Cage, if any part of you is in there, if any part of you can still hear me past the noise that the creature is giving you, understand this. I'm going to do everything in my power to put you down, but it's not personal. I respected you until this all happened, a little less so now because I'm pretty sure when that offer was made, you accepted it wholeheartedly. But when this is all said and done and when I pack that beast off into the nether, hopefully you come back to whoever, whatever is left of you. Maybe we can dance this dance for real. Until then, stay out of my way before I put you down.
And Maestro, if I may, Griff, interrupt. And Maestro, I got a special message for you. You have done nothing over these last few years to prove that you are anything other than talk. Everything you've tried, everything you've done, well, using me as your vessel, has failed. And you think changing to Chris Cage is going to change that? I don't think so. You're not facing some weak-willed mortal. You're not facing some scrawny has-been. You're facing the most decorated champion in RAWF history, and I'll be there to clean up. I'll be there to pick up the pieces and make sure they get buried in the desert 12 feet under. And if that means Chris Cage has to fall, if that means the Unsettled Chris Cage has to be sacrificed to do so, it will be done at Graveyard Smash. This isn't just talk. It's a promise.
I do love when we're on the same page.
Maestro, you think you may have traded up? Well, you see, the problem is you needed a soul to do your dirty work. This time, you don't have that soul. This time, you have nothing. And the immortal one's going to prove it at Graveyard Smash. Thank you, Griff, for your time.
Anytime.
All right. So I'm going to say this once again, folks. We do not know when Wrestler Unstoppable will return, but when it does, Graveyard Smash will go live soon after, at the soonest point that it can. You know, hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later, but we will probably, unless it goes live, unless the game goes back up by, say, 4 or 5, 6 p.m. tomorrow, there will be no radio show for Graveyard Smash until, there will not be one, at least not tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll keep you informed on when things will be happening and what will happen here in the future due to this outage. And with that being said, Griff, any final thoughts? You want anything you'd like to promote?
Yeah. I'd like to promote, well, termination services. You have a pest, the immortal will remove it for you.
Paragon, any final thoughts?
No, not really. Just, you know, keep it clean, everybody.
Maeve, any final thoughts?
I'd like to promote paying attention.
Razor, any final thoughts?
I got nothing, sir.
Judge, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I got nothing, but I do have Truth a copy of season 3 of Martin.
All right, and on that note, I'm gonna let Truth have the floor for you got at least 2 to 3 minutes, Truth. I know you got some stuff to get out of your system. It's been a few years. I hand you the mic, sir.
Look here, people. Throw to Johnson. Look here, man. Normally I behave myself on Amadeus' show because I used to have my own show. I know a lot of y'all don't know me, and that's okay. Personal note, I came back to kick it with some old friends. They know who I am. The rest of you guys are going to learn. Trust me, you're going to learn. The wrestling is secondary to me. Get that in your head. You can gloat about beating me all day, but these jokes are everlasting. And I'm just here to have fun and probably take your mama out on a date. That's it. Good show, Amadeus.
Thank you, sir.
Remind me
of Hell Vacant. Any final words from you before we call it a night?
Yeah, actually, Terrell, what do you think of donkeys?
What the hell did you just say?
Donkeys. Like, you know, donkeys.
Yo, I don't talk about what goes on in Mexico, and you shouldn't either.
I'm from Tijuana, bro. Oh, he doesn't know. So I have my own. I have my own charity. We rescue Tijuanan show donkeys, and we give them a better life. Mm-hmm. You know, and actually,
hold on. Wait. How can you give them a better life if they're from Tijuana? They had a great life.
They did not appreciate it. Trust me.
Just saying that. Like, no, okay.
But currently, most of them live on Elfie's land. Elf lady, like they live on her land. She's part of the charity. So if you like donkeys, you should go and visit. And while you're there, There'll be this slightly elderly Mexican lady. You can just call her abuela. She would like to meet you, I'm sure. You are just her cup of tea.
You don't have enough time left in the show on the dais for me to address any of that bullshit, so I'm going to move on.
That's true. You're right. We don't. Although, but I will. We will leave it at that. All right. Thank you, everybody.
This
has been RAWF.
Radio soon.
RAWF After Hours. Graveyard Smash will go live when the game goes back up, whether that's tomorrow or in the days in the future. Well, whenever that happens, that will be the pay-per-view. There will be probably some changes in the future due to this, but we will be working on that behind the scenes. And for all of you...